WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and if you're feeling a little, let's just say unhinged lately, you've come to the right place. Because today we're diving deep into something absolutely crucial. Developing emotional control and self-regulation. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? You know that feeling when you get triggered by something small, and suddenly, boom. You're on a roller coaster of anger, frustration, or sadness. It happens to all of us, but what if I told you there's a way to actually take control? Not just manage it, but truly understand and regulate your emotional landscape. That's what we're tackling today. We're going to break down some powerful strategies that are rooted in ancient wisdom but feel totally relevant in our modern world. Trust me, this isn't about becoming emotionless robots, far from it. It's about becoming the captain of your emotional ship, charting a course through life with more clarity, calm, and resilience. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started on your journey. 1. Awareness is your superpower. Think of your emotions like waves crashing on a shore. You can't stop them from coming, but you can learn to observe them without getting swept away. Start paying attention to what triggers your emotional responses. Notice the physical sensations that accompany your feelings, your heart rate, your breathing, even the tension in your muscles. This awareness is the first step to taking control. 2. Labeling your emotions. It sounds simple, but putting a name to your feelings can be incredibly powerful. Instead of just saying, I feel bad, try something more specific. I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling frustrated, or I'm feeling overwhelmed. By labeling your emotions, you create space between the feeling and your reaction. It's like hitting the pause button on an emotional outburst before it takes over. 3. The power of perspective. Ever notice how things seem less dramatic after a good night's sleep? That's because perspective shifts over time. When you're feeling intense emotions, try taking a step back and looking at the situation from a different angle. Ask yourself, is this really as big of a deal as I'm making it out to be? Will this matter in a week, a month, a year? Shifting your perspective can help you gain clarity and reduce emotional reactivity. 4. Practice mindfulness. Think of mindfulness like training your mental muscles. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Try focusing on your breath for a few minutes each day or simply paying attention to the sights, sounds, and sensations around you. This can help calm your mind and reduce stress, making it easier to manage your emotions. 5. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, we're all human. We're going to have good days and bad days. Some days, we'll feel more in control than others. The key is to be kind to yourself when things get tough. Don't beat yourself up for having an emotional reaction, just acknowledge it, learn from it, and move forward. Now, let me tell you about a real-life situation that hit close to home. Remember that time I signed up for that half marathon? Yeah, that was a disaster waiting to happen. My training went pretty well, but then on race day, the anxiety kicked in hard. I started doubting myself, overthinking every step, and my pace slowed down dramatically. At one point, I almost wanted to quit. But then I remembered those key takeaways we just talked about. I took a deep breath, focused on my breathing, and reminded myself that this was a challenge, not a competition. I visualized the finish line, kept moving forward, and even though I didn't get the time I had hoped for, I crossed the finish line feeling proud of myself for sticking with it. And you know what? That experience taught me so much about emotional control and self-regulation. So remember, developing emotional control isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to fuel your growth. It's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing those strategies, and you'll be amazed at the positive impact it has on every aspect of your life. Alright everyone, that's all for today's episode. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media using #StoicStateOfMind. And if you found this episode helpful, please leave a review, it would mean the world to me. Until next time, keep practicing those Stoic principles, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.